Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 187 of the 80%. Wisdom evolves through time. Every day, new things are discovered, existing information is updated, and old truths that have long been forgotten are remembered. Today, let's explore why a growth mindset is essential and how dynamic learning helps in achieving financial and personal success. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. Alvin Toffler is an American writer and futurist. Napakaganda nung sinabi ni Alvin, dahil para sa akin, naniniwala ako na information age na tayo. Ang daming mga bagong discoveries, mga bagong mga information na ina-update niya yung mga old beliefs natin, and kailangan tayo, meron tayong growth mindset para baguhin, i-adapt, or i-accept yung mga bagong facts na nadi-discover. Isang very simple na example na naiisip ko, yung bloodletting, alam nyo ba yon na dati, I'm not sure kung kailan, mga 17th, 16th century. Yung bloodletting, yung hindi ka magdo-donate ng dugo eh. Bubutasan ka, tapos dadalo yung dugo mo kasi apparently it's good for the body daw. No? So that's an old belief. And I think sa medicine, maraming mga ganun eh, mga old beliefs na ito, okay ito. And in fact, may mga ingredients or may mga gamot nga dati na akala nila may medicinal properties, pero upon further studies and research, na-discover nila na masama pala siya sa katawan, di ba? Yung coke, di ba? Meron siyang traces of cocaine, and eventually na-discover na it's an addictive and it's bad for the body, so hindi na siya part of legal substances that we can consume. So things like that. In the perspective of financial literacy or personal finance, I can understand yung mga medyo matatanda na sinasabi nila na okay naman na itago yung pera or savings sa time deposit. Kasi, particularly in the Philippines, nung 70s, 80s, sobrang taas talaga ng interest rate ng time deposit. I remember seeing a time deposit certificate na 10%, 11% yung binibigay. 11% per annum. Isipin nyo yung ganun kataas. So if you were an adult during that time, I can understand na mas okay na sa time deposit kasi ang taas naman na binibigay niyan. Kahit na through the years, nag-depreciate na yung interest rate na binibigay ng isang time deposit, the markets have changed, and sa panahon ngayon, ang best performing currently, syempre yung I would say Pag-ibig MP2 and the stock market, those are the sabihin na natin stable and good earning paper assets that we have right now, not the time deposit anymore. So it's very important that we keep ourselves updated kasi pag sinabi nating illiteracy, particularly hindi naman yan nagre-refer sa pagsusulat at saka pagbabasa, although of course those are basic skills, but it's also important to learn the skill of being able to learn, unlearn, and relearn. So may mga financial skills, financial habits na dapat binabago na natin yung ating belief doon. Tapos may mga old beliefs na nakalimutan na, na dapat ay nire-relearn natin. For example, very apparent ngayon or very widespread yung concept of working smart instead of working hard. And sa mga nakakausap ko na mga Gen Z, talagang very passionate sila about working smart. And may ilan sa kanila, nakakalimutan nila yung value of working hard. I believe that hard work is still a key ingredient to success. So kung meron kang venture or meron kang pinupursue na passion mo, kailangan mo ng hard work. Sometimes yung hard work, yan yung nagsiset up sa'yo to find mga systems that you can automate so that you can later on work smart. That's one of the things that I think a lot of people should relearn. Mas nagiging focus na yung working smart rather than dun sa working hard. Dapat pareho sila na binibigyan ng effort. Sa mga investors, alam nyo ba yung country risk? Ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka rin pera sa forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Yung concept of passive income, maraming nagiging obsessed sa passive income. I can understand, syempre maganda yung may passive income ka, but still, yung active income, that's also very important. Karamihan ng mga nakakausap ko na mga young urban professionals din, they are so obsessed with creating passive income na hindi nila naiisip na yung active income, that's actually a stepping stone towards creating passive income. Gusto nila pure passive income kagad or passive income kagad yung ginagawa nila. But I tell them, for example, a business, at first, it's active income. At first, you really need to put in a lot of hard work. Pero once the business grows, once na maging stable na yan, you can definitely hire more people to do the work. Tapos, eventually, magiging passive income na siya kasi hindi ka na directly involved dun sa day-to-day operations niya. So, it's now passive income for you. So, yung mga ganyang concept nakakalimutan yung active income and you working hard. Kasi yung mga success stories kasi it's always emphasized on working smart. Yung mga motivational speakers, it's always talking about working smart and pursuing passive income. So very important sa akin itong sinabi ni Alvin Toffler kasi it's a reminder na very important to adapt to the changing times and also to never forget yung ating growth mindset. So the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. Last na lang, no? May makilala ako. Takot pa rin gumamit ng mga e-wallet. Ayaw pa rin gumamit ng mga banking apps kasi mas secure yung feeling nila na passbook, ATM yung ginagamit nila and cash. Passbook, credit card, cash ang mga financial or mga banking tools nila. Sabi ko, sayang kasi may mga opportunities yung mga digital wallets, di ba? Mga digital banks. I remember isang pinsan ko, ayaw mag-open ng savings account sa mga digital banks kasi gusto niya yung banko niya merong physical branch. Gusto niya may nakikita siya, may nakakausap siyang tao, may napupunta na siyang branch. But syempre siya, he is missing out on the income opportunities, high interest opportunities na ino-offer ng mga digital banks. Isipin nyo, ano ba yung mga beliefs nyo ngayon na nag-update na pala at kailangan natin matutunan yung bagong paraan? We have to challenge these beliefs and check and be critical if we are actually missing out a good opportunity for ourselves. So again, the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.